Welcome to All Saints Fordham and Atash Green. This is the lockdown podcast for Easter Sunday, the 12th of April, 2020. Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. On this Easter day, we celebrate Jesus' defeat of death through his resurrection back to life. My name is Francis Blight. I will be leading this service and preaching today's sermon. Jeanette Miller will lead the prayers, and there'll be contributions from several members of my family. Happy Easter to you, wherever you're listening from. And particular greetings to you if you live in one of the two villages in our parish. A special welcome if you attend one of our primary schools, Fordham School or Holy Trinity in Atash Green. I was sorry that we weren't able to hold our regular Easter school services because of the lockdown, so great that you're listening now. Christians across the UK have been celebrating Easter Day by singing from their doorsteps. I wonder if you heard someone singing, "Jesus Christ is risen today." Or perhaps you did so yourself before you opened up this podcast. What a great way to celebrate Jesus' resurrection. On the church website, you can find a number of resources to accompany this service. Our schools worker Ruth Reynolds has prepared an All Saints Club video and Easter activities for 4 to 11-year-olds. The notice sheet contains responsive sections of the service for you to join in with, and there's a PowerPoint PDF to accompany today's sermon. Some tips for making the most of this worship time in your home. Have your Bible ready, whether it's a paper or a digital version, and prepare your listening space so that you're ready to focus on God's word, to pray and to worship on this special day. Let us pray as we begin. Heavenly Father, on this Easter day, we look to you afresh and celebrate your Son, Jesus. Through your power, he defeated death. We thank you for your promise of eternal life for all who believe in him. We come before you now, offering you our worship. You are the great God and King who rules over all things, including the current COVID-19 pandemic. We ask that you deliver us from this evil. Please have mercy on us. We quieten our hearts and minds before you, asking that you help us to put aside distractions so that we can focus our attention on you. Please lead us to worship you today in the power of your Spirit and in truth. And we pray in the name of Jesus. Amen. Our opening song focuses on the wonder of Jesus' resurrection. See What a Morning, performed by Christine Getty.
Folded the grave clothes. Father.
One with the Father, Ancient of Days, through the Spirit who clothed faith with certainty. Honor and blessing, glory and praise to the King, crowned with power and authority. And we always with Him. Death is dead, love is won, Christ is conquered. And we shall reign with Him, for He lives, Christ is risen from the dead. And we always with Him. Death is dead, love is won, Christ is conquered. And we shall.
Today's first Bible reading is from Matthew's Gospel, chapter 28, starting at verse 1. The tomb is empty. Jesus is risen from the dead. After the Sabbath, at dawn, on the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to look at the tomb. There was a violent earthquake, for an angel of the Lord came down from heaven, and going to the tomb, rolled back the stone and sat on it. His appearance was like lightning, and his clothes were white as snow. The guards were so afraid of them that they shook and became like dead men. The angel said to the woman, "Do not be afraid, for I know that you are looking for Jesus who was crucified. He is not here, he is risen, just as he said. Come and see the place where he lay, then go quickly and tell his disciples. He is risen from the dead and is going ahead of you into Galilee. There you will see him, now I have told you." So the women hurried away from the tomb, afraid yet filled with joy, and ran to tell his disciples. Suddenly, Jesus met them. "Greetings," he said. They came to him, clasped his feet, and worshipped him. Then Jesus said to them, "Do not be afraid. Go and tell my brothers to go to Galilee, where they will see me."
Let's worship God together, celebrating Jesus' victory over death. The words are on page 3 of the notice sheet. Celebrating Jesus' victory. Death is swallowed up in victory. Where, O death, is your sting? Christ is risen from the dead, the first fruits of those who have fallen asleep. Death is swallowed up in victory. The trumpet will sound, and the dead shall be raised. Where, O death, is your sting? We shall not all sleep, but we shall be changed. Death is swallowed up in victory. Where, O death, is your sting? With the good news of Jesus' victory over death, we come to say sorry to God, confessing our sins together. The words of the confession are in the notice sheet. Jesus Christ, risen Master and triumphant Lord, we come to you in sorrow for our sins and confess to you our weakness and unbelief. We have lived by our own strength, and not by the power of your resurrection. In your mercy, forgive us. Lord, hear us and help us. We have lived by the light of our own eyes, as faithless and not believing. In your mercy, forgive us. Lord, hear us and help us. We have lived for this world alone and doubted our home in heaven. In your mercy, forgive us. Lord, hear us and help us. Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, who in his great mercy has promised forgiveness of sins to all those who with heartfelt repentance and true faith turn to him, Have mercy on us. Pardon and deliver us from all our sins. Confirm and strengthen us in all goodness, and bring us to everlasting life, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. My wife Georgina will read from the book of Acts.
The second reading is from the book of Acts, chapter 10, starting at verse 34. Peter explains that the resurrected Jesus is both judge and saviour. Then Peter began to speak. I now realise how true it is that God does not show favouritism, but accepts from every nation the one who fears him and does what is right. You know the message God sent to the people of Israel, announcing the good news of peace through Jesus Christ, who is Lord of all. You know what has happened throughout the province of Judah, beginning in Galilee after the baptism that John preached, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and power, and how he went around doing good and healing all who were under the power of the devil because God was with him. We are witnesses of everything he did in the country of the Jews and in Jerusalem. They killed him by hanging him on a cross, but God raised him from the dead on the third day and caused him to be seen. He was not seen by all the people, but by witnesses whom God had already chosen, by us who ate and drank with him after he rose from the dead. He commanded us to preach to the people and to testify that he is the one whom God appointed as judge of the living and the dead. All the prophets testify about him, that everyone who believes in him receives forgiveness of sins through his name.
The Bible reading which we've just heard is a short message given by the Apostle Peter not long after Jesus' resurrection, which we're celebrating today. We're going to think about the meaning of Peter's message, and if you have a Bible to hand, it'd be helpful to have it open at Acts chapter 10. In this Bible passage, Peter is speaking to a group of Gentiles, that is, people who are not Jewish, like most of us living in Fordham and Atash Green. He's talking to them about the meaning of Jesus' life, death, and resurrection. Over the next few minutes, I'm going to unpack his explanation for you. And helping me today is my daughter, Zoe.
Hello.
Zoe's 9. And she's going to be adding some sound effects during my talk. Many of you will be familiar with W.C. Field's famous quotation that it's unwise to work with children or animals. Well, here goes. The message of Jesus Christ is good news. It's good news for the whole world, because in Jesus, God doesn't favour one nation over another. In Acts 10, verse 34, Peter says this. I now realise how true it is that God does not show favouritism, but accepts men from every nation who fear him and do what is right. When it comes to the forgiveness of our sins, God doesn't favour Jewish people over non-Jewish people. People from any nation can find forgiveness for their sins through believing in Jesus. Korean people, Danes, Chinese and British. This is good news. Peter then goes on to explain, in the light of who Jesus is, what it means to fear God and to do the right thing. To help us understand this, I've got 3 points as a structure for this sermon. Firstly, the message of Jesus' life. So he's now getting dressed in a doctor's coat, and she's using her thermometer to check my temperature.
Because of the COVID-19 virus, many of us are thinking about doctors and hospitals quite a lot at the moment.
And many of us are praying for any medical professionals that we know at this time. Oh, how's my temperature?
It's all right.
We want to give a big cheer for all the medical workers in the NHS and working in private hospitals as well at this time. And want to celebrate and thank them for what they're doing. Now, there was much that Peter could have said about Jesus' life in this short sermon. But the feature that he focuses on is that Jesus was a healer. Verse 38. God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and power. He went around doing good and healing all who were under the power of the devil, because God was with him. Jesus was a healer. He was a doctor who cured people. But Jesus didn't use medicines and medical equipment, because he could heal simply through speech or touch. God was with Jesus in a special way, so that Jesus could heal people and release them from suffering, the suffering of many sicknesses. Peter knew this was true because on one occasion his mother-in-law was suffering from a high fever. Jesus came to the house. He simply touched the sick woman's hand and the fever left her immediately. So she was able to get up and to treat him as a guest by preparing a meal. This is recorded in chapter 8 of Matthew's Gospel. Jesus could heal people because he was anointed with the Holy Spirit and power. He went around doing good and healing many. And importantly, this aspect of Jesus' life shows us today that we should seek to carefully find out about Jesus' message. He had authority from God to heal sicknesses, so he's worthy of our attention. Secondly, we move on to the message of Jesus' death and resurrection. Acts chapter 10, verses 39 to 41. Peter tells us in verse 39 how some of the Jews in Jerusalem got Jesus killed by hanging him on a tree. He's talking about Jesus dying on the cross, which we remembered on Good Friday. Jesus was hung on a tree, but God was with him, and God raised Jesus from the dead on the third day. Each time Jesus healed a person, it was a sign showing his authority as someone to pay careful attention to. But Jesus' resurrection from the dead was his greatest sign for us. Jesus was so powerful that not even death could defeat him. He was victorious over his own death. This is good news for us today during the outbreak of a new virus for which there isn't yet a vaccine. If you've been listening to the news, you'll have heard how the death toll is rising each day. Even our Prime Minister has caught the COVID-19 virus. These things are sad and sobering to hear. Jesus' victory over death is good news on any Easter Sunday, but during this pandemic, it is especially good news. The message of Jesus is a message of life after death for those who believe in him, and his own resurrection shows his power to give this to us. Now, it may be that you find it difficult to believe that Jesus really rose from the dead. Perhaps it sounds to you like a fairy tale. After all, we know from our own experience that people don't normally come back to life after they die. If you think like this, then Peter gives you a reason to believe that this really happened in verses 40 and 41. God raised Jesus from the dead on the third day and caused him to be seen. He was not seen by all the people, but by witnesses whom God had already chosen, by us who ate and drank with him after he rose from the dead. The reason we can believe that Jesus really came back to life is because a number of people, including Peter, saw Jesus alive after his death. And Peter didn't just see Jesus at a distance. No, he ate and drank with Jesus. He ate meals with Jesus. This means that Jesus came back to life with a real body which could eat food and drink liquid. Peter didn't just see visions of Jesus. He didn't just see Jesus in a dream. No, Peter was an eyewitness. He saw Jesus alive after he died. He saw him with his own eyes, flesh and blood. So we can believe Peter's testimony that this amazing thing really happened. Jesus' death and resurrection are rich in meaning and significance. The Bible teaches many different things about these events. But here in Peter's speech, we see simply that God raised Jesus from death, and we can really believe this because Peter was an eyewitness. And this leads to my third point for today. The message of Jesus' justice and forgiveness. Acts chapter 10, verses 42 to 43. Peter goes on to explain what the risen Jesus commanded him and others to do. Jesus commanded them to preach and testify about him. And in verse 42, we hear the message that he was to preach. Jesus is the one whom God appointed as judge of the living and the dead. So we see from Jesus' life that God empowered him to heal many. We see from Jesus' death and resurrection that God was with him so that not even death could defeat him. Now we see the implication of these things. God appointed Jesus to judge humanity, both those who are alive and those who have already died. This is good news because it means that God cares about justice, and a day is coming when justice will be done. Jesus will judge justly. But it's also difficult news for us because if Jesus judges justly, it means that he will also judge you and me. Now I have a mini judge here with me. And this judge has a notebook with her. Imagine that this is Jesus' legal notebook. It's got all the things which you and I have done wrong written down in it. Things like ignoring God and worshipping other things instead of him. It's got an account of the money you stole and the tax return you cheated on. It contains details of the times you bullied someone at school or at the place where you work. It has a record of the times when you got drunk and the occasions when you told lies to protect yourself and to make yourself look better than you really are. These things are in the book, along with many other things. Jesus is a judge of the living and the dead. And if we're honest, that means that he will rightly judge you and me. His justice will come upon us. But as Peter finishes his speech, he gives us the good news conclusion of his message about Jesus' life, death, and resurrection. It's there in verse 43. Let me read it to you. All the prophets testify about him, that everyone who believes in him receives forgiveness of sins through his name. The wrong things that we've done can be forgiven through the name of Jesus. Now, returning to the notebook illustration, the record of our sins can be torn out of the book. And the page listing your sins can be shredded so that there's nothing for Jesus to judge you for anymore. True justice is coming. Jesus will deliver it, and Jesus is the way to escape from it. Peter is showing us that Jesus is both the judge and the saviour from his judgment. He does both jobs. The Bible has a lot to say about the important topic of how our sins are forgiven. But here we're told simply that we can receive forgiveness by believing in Jesus. This is the Good News Gospel. It's the Good News Gospel message for any Easter day, but it's especially good news during this COVID-19 pandemic. So I encourage you to believe in Jesus this Easter. Believe in him for the forgiveness of your sins. Now, I didn't hear this message until I was a teenager, and it was the idea that Jesus actually came back to life after he died which first got me interested in him. It's such a wonderful truth, and if it's true, it changes everything. Peter, as an eyewitness, gives us confidence that it really happened. So in conclusion, Peter began his sermon by explaining that God accepts people from every nation who fear him and do what is right. At the end of his speech, he shows us what this means. If we rightly fear God, we will fear Jesus' coming judgment. And if we fear Jesus' coming judgment, we will believe in him for the forgiveness of our sins. Believing in Jesus as God's appointed judge and as his appointed saviour is the right thing to do. And this offer is open to people of any nationality, including us here in Fordham and Atash Green. Let's pray in response to God's word. Heavenly Father, on this Easter day, we praise and thank you so much for giving Jesus to all the nations of the world. We thank you that this includes us here in Essex. We celebrate his power to heal, all the good that he did during his life, and his victory over death. We thank you that one day he will judge humanity with truth and justice. And because we are sinful, we look to him for forgiveness. Lord Jesus, we believe in you. Please forgive us our sins. And we ask this in your name. Amen. We're now going to listen to a song called Amazing Love, You Are My King, performed by Tommy DeFatto, after which Jeanette Miller will lead us in prayer.
I'm forgiven because you were forsaken. I'm accepted, you were condemned. I'm alive and well, your spirit is within me, because you died and rose again. Forgiven because you were forsaken. I'm accepted, you were condemned. I'm alive and well, your spirit is within me, because you died and rose again. Amazing love, how can it be that you, my King, would die for me? Amazing love, I know it's true, and it's my joy to honor you in all I do. I honor you. You are my King. You are my King. You
Heavenly Father, as we celebrate today with Christians around the world, we thank you for sending Jesus to die on the cross for us. We thank you that anyone who believes in him will receive forgiveness for their sins. Thank you, Father, that on this Easter Sunday we remember that Jesus came alive again, defeating death, and is now able to give us new life in him. We pray that we may live our lives pleasing to him, mindful that one day Jesus will come again to judge humanity and justice will be done. At this Easter time, may we all consider our standing before you and take this opportunity to put our lives in order in whatever way you show us. Father God, we thank you for the coming of spring and that the natural world continues regardless of the coronavirus. Thank you for the sunshine and please give us grace to remain at home, no matter how tempting it is to go outside. Be with our families and loved ones who we otherwise might be visiting at this Easter time. Please protect us as we are all sensible and maintain social distancing. May relationships be strengthened as we are no longer dashing around and may have more time to talk to one another. Please bring to mind those you want us to contact and encourage, and may this be a time of social blossoming as we help and care for one another. Thank you for all the NHS workers. Will you grant them health, safety at work, and stamina as they serve us? We pray too for those working in residential homes, for those in prison, and for those finding the isolation hard to bear as this situation continues. We think of those facing financial difficulties and ask for your provision for them. May they turn to you and trust that you will help them. We pray for our government. Thank you that Boris Johnson is recovering. And we ask that he may take the time he needs to recover fully. Help Dominic Raab as he leads us in the meantime. Please give wisdom to all involved in decision-making, especially at the COBRA meetings. May they look not to their own wisdom, but look to you, Father God. Finally, we take a moment to pray for those on our hearts today. We finish by saying the Lord's Prayer together. We say, Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name, your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen.
On this Resurrection Day, we are going to declare our Christian faith using the Apostles' Creed. The words are on page 3 of the notice sheet. In response to Peter's message in Acts, we particularly emphasise the statements that on the third day Jesus rose again and that he will come to judge the living and the dead. Do you believe and trust in God the Father? I believe in God, the Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth. Do you believe and trust in his Son, Jesus Christ? I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. Do you believe and trust in the Holy Spirit? I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. We are coming to the end of our service. From 11:30 to 12:15 this morning, make yourself a cup of tea and join us on Zoom to wish each other a happy Easter. The Zoom web link and password have been emailed to the church contact list. I'll be taking annual leave this week from tomorrow through to Monday the 20th of April. During this time, the church office will be open. Contact details are in the notice sheet and on the website. Do get in touch with a care team member if you're in need of practical help or a friendly voice on the phone. Details are on the notice sheet. And next Sunday, we plan for Paul Southern to preach from John's Gospel chapter 20 with the title Fellowship Restored. We finish with a prayer and the blessing. God of glory, by the raising of your Son, you've broken the chains of death and hell. Fill your church with faith and hope, for a new day has dawned, and the way to life stands open in our Saviour, Jesus Christ. May the God of peace, who raised from the dead our Lord Jesus, that great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the eternal covenant, may he make you perfect in every good work, to do his will, working in you that which is well-pleasing in his sight. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, be among you and remain with you always. Amen.